singer, Taylor Swift, received the top honor at the yearly MTV Video Music Awards, VMAs, on Sunday at the Prudential Center in the state of New Jersey. Swift won the award for Music Video of the Year, her 14th VMA in her career so far. MTV is a well-known music video television channel. She accepted the award for the 10-minute-long re-recorded version of her 2012 song, All Too Well, about a romantic breakup. At the award ceremony, Swift thanked her fans, called Swifties. She said, "We wouldn't have been able to make this short film if it weren't for you, the fans." She added that she would not have been able to re-record her albums without their support either. Recently, she re-recorded two albums, Fearless and Red, after a disagreement with her former record company. Taylor commented that, for the first time in the award show's history, four of the video directors nominated for Video of the Year are women. Swift also announced that her new album would be released on October 21st. Later, she posted on social media that the new album called Midnights will include music that she wrote during 13 nights throughout her life when she could not fall asleep. The VMAs also showed the Puerto Rican artist, Bad Bunny, while he was giving a sold-out performance at New York's Yankee Stadium. He won the award for Artist of the Year. Other winners include Dove Cameron for Best New Artist and Harry Styles, who received the Album of the Year award for Harry's House. Nicki Minaj won the Video Vanguard Award for her influence on popular music. Minaj then performed a combination of some of her most popular songs like Anaconda and Superbass. She also honored artists who inspired her. I wish that Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson were here. I wish that people understood what they meant, what they were going through, and took mental health seriously. Other performers at the VMAs included rappers Snoop Dogg and Eminem, the K-pop band Blackpink, rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and plus-size singer Lizzo, who also won an award. I'm Faith Perlow.